Good afternoon, and we are back with the remainder of the cliffhanger.
We've been cliffing a lot this time.
We have been. It's great. But it's cool because it just so relates to just how God reveals little pieces to the right people at the right time and how he just draws us in and in his own special way and the way that he knows that we need it. Huh. So and he's got a plan. For sure. He's got a plan. So we've been in John and talking about the woman at the well, which is one of our favorite stories. And we're going to continue with that, and we're going to let Tara go from there.
All right, let's go from there. Okay, so we have been looking at how Jesus interacts with this woman at the well, and how through this interaction we see a revelation of his heart, that he is willing to draw near and be a part of and relate to someone that others will not. We've looked at how he reveals to her his earthly gift of living water and can meet that physical need that we have. We looked at how he reveals his eternal gift, which he meets through eternal life of the living water of eternal life, and helping her through questions and dialogue begin to see the spiritual and not just focus on the temporal, her physical needs. Mm-hmm. And then we saw that it kind of almost gives this pack two punch of, you know, I'm omniscient. Can I talk? I can't talk.
No, that's a hard word.
That is a hard word. Mm-hmm. Omniscient. And he reveals that he's all knowing and he knows about her life. He knows that she's had five husbands. He knows that the one she's with is not her husband. And this begins the dialogue of moving her transitioning from the physical of meet me and my need and give me water from this well so I don't have to draw water to, she starts dialoguing about that which is spiritual. And I see you are a prophet, someone who proclaims God's truth. And so she puts the biggest battle she knows of spiritually is the battle that the Jews say we worship on this mountain, the Samaritans say we worship on this mountain. And Jesus proclaims an amazing declaration, and Sandy read it to us at the end of the last session about, you know, you Samaritans worship what you don't know. Mm. And the Jews, we do know, because salvation comes through the Jews. And he tells her that the Father is looking for those who worship him in spirit and truth. So I'm going to break this down and explain this here. And then she reflects on the fact that she says, I know of the Messiah, the one called Christ is coming, and that he's the one that will tell us everything we need to know. So she has heard about the Messiah that's coming, and Jesus makes it clear to her, I am the one you speak of. I am he. And so in this section, he reveals his plan, which is for worship of spirit and truth, and his identity. I am the Messiah, the Christ. Mm-hmm. And it's just beautiful how he has revealed his heart, his earthly, his eternal, what he knows, his plan, and his identity in just this short little story. Isn't that incredible?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
There's always so much more than what we actually give credit when we look at passages. It always helps to dialogue with it with questions so that we can learn. And when he says to her, you Samaritans worship what you do not know, he is trying to help her to understand that he's not condemning them. Mm-hmm. It's just they don't have a full understanding. Whereas the Jews, salvation comes through them. He is not, Bible Knowledge Commentary makes it very clear. They said he is not saying that the Jews are more special or more pious. What he is saying is that it is through the Jews' lineage that he is born. He's actually revealing the lineage, the passage of lineage. And so we have to understand that. It's not an issue of they're greater.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's just that he's explaining the line of where he comes from. So I want to make that clear. But now let's break down. What does it mean when you hear to worship in spirit and in truth? Let's talk. What is that? If you were there and he says the Father is looking for the ones that worship in spirit and truth, and you were the Samaritan woman, what would have been in your mind? What would you have been thinking? What were your thoughts? What would you have thought? What is that?
That's probably what
that's
she was
what
asking.
I was thinking.
What is that? Yeah.
That's probably it.
Good question. Yeah. Good question. Yeah, she states the obvious again. Mm-hmm. Do you notice how she has this, here we have this woman that's an outcast, that is sinful, but she is observant. Mm-hmm. She really knows how to state the She's obvious. Listening. This whole thing, mm-hmm. she states the obvious, and she says, I know the Messiah, the one called Christ. He's coming, mm-hmm. and he knows everything. So let's look at, what does it mean to us today when you hear to worship Spirit and Truth? Talk to me today. What do you think?
I think just seeking God and submitting to him and,
okay,
you know, in your prayer time. And
that's good. That's good.
And I think definitely in spirit would be versus the flesh, mm-hmm. right?
So right.
cleansed and having confessed sin or anything that's separating us from him,
right.
and then being filled with his Spirit.
Yeah, and the truth is the word.
Right.
The word is
truth.
God.
And
God.
Yeah. In the Bible, yes.
Yeah.
What he tells us.
Mm-hmm. In John 1, what does it say? John 1 said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God.
Mm-hmm. God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So he is actually, in this passage, he's told her, I am born from the Jewish nation, mm-hmm. and he's revealing that the Word is important, mm-hmm. which is truth. And spirit, which it has to be from the invisible nature of God. So we have the invisible nature of God added to the word, the spirit, the truth. And there is John 14:6.
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Okay, let's break that down, because that is really essentially what his focus is.
Mm-hmm.
So when we say Jesus is the way, what do we mean?
The way to our
eternal life.
Yeah, salvation. Mm-hmm. He's our salvation. We need to have that relationship with him for our salvation. So as long as we're followers, believers of Jesus Christ, then he's the way to eternal life.
That's exactly right. And so Shelley has just taken us through his revelation of saying, I have the living water. I have the eternal water. So through Jesus, he is the living Word, and through him we have the eternal life. Mm-hmm. Okay, so truth, the Word, and he is the way. He is the way. And Acts 4:2, salvation is found. It says salvation is found in no one else,
but
mm-hmm. only through Jesus.
Yeah.
And so recognizing the path, and he's pointing out to her, Samaritans, you're looking, but you haven't gone the path we need,
mm-hmm.
okay? That he's helping her to see that.
Mm-hmm.
And she is connecting here at this point. Oh, I know the Messiah. When he says, you know, worship in spirit and truth, she knows that that comes from the Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
It has to come through the Messiah, the Christ. The oral tradition has been so well taught that they know it's coming through the Messiah. Mm-hmm. They know it is coming through the Christ. And that is where true worship happens. It was not a question of it being through any other. No other false god is listed. Mm-hmm. It's, oh, when you're talking spirit and truth, that's the Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
So she has moved truly from the physical now to the spiritual, mm-hmm. and understanding. Not just a prophet like the Moses and mm-hmm. the prophets that had written the law and spoken the law. She's now starting to see the connection that we're looking towards the Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he fully and completely does Sandy's favorite part. And what does he say,
ooh,
Sandy?
I love it. I who speak to you am he.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. Mm-hmm. But you know, when you think about it, he tells us that too.
He does.
He does. I am.
I am.
Be still and know I am God.
Yeah.
My favorite.
It's a good one, isn't it?
It's a great one.
It's a good one. And God's speaking to you in that area right now.
He is speaking to me. I love it.
You want to share that? How he's doing that to you? No?
No.
No. It's okay if you don't.
I was telling Tara that I finally turned the corner. As some of you know, if you've been listening, that I'd lost my husband. It'll be 3 years in May. And it just dawned on me when I was talking to God the other day and in my devotion time that I have been living in the past way too long. And he has shown me that I need to live in the present right now, not the future, but right now in the moment, in the present, and in his presence.
Mm.
Of what he wants me to do in my life. My new normal is coming.
I love it.
I love it.
And you know, Sandy, I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
Oh, that's all right.
But I want you to see how that, what, I just want you to see how that relates. I want you to think of this woman. Five men, but not her husband, and the one she is with now, not her husband. Mm. How easy would it be to live in the past of what has been?
Mm-hmm. It is
instead
easy.
Of focusing in on the truth of what is the way and to walk in spirit of truth,
mm-hmm.
and spirit and truth in our worship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It is, I think, easy no matter what the circumstances of what yesterday was.
Right.
It's easy for us to remain in the past when he calls us to walk today,
mm-hmm.
in spirit and truth, to focus in on the moment of what our spirit and truth looks like. And so making sure that it's the obedience today,
mm-hmm.
the obedience today, and not to allow the grief,
mm-hmm.
the shame, the experience, mm-hmm. the ungodly encounters, mm-hmm. anything that could be a hindrance to us in our walk to weigh us down.
Mm. Right. Because I'm excited about it.
Food. I mean, it just, our jobs. I mean, anything. Yeah.
Completely. It's just, there's so many factors that can be where it tears us down. And so we've seen how he breaks the cultural barriers.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen now how he is breaking the mental barriers. Is that's incredible, mm-hmm. to me. You know, it's not just the social, but it's the emotional and the mental. It's not just the physical, it's the spiritual. It's the wholeness of what he intends to give us when we worship in spirit and truth. Okay, so if Jesus is the truth, what does that look like? Talk to me. When we say he is the truth, what does that look like? How does that affect change in us? Does that make sense? Am I asking?
Am I like a little dumbfounded?
Are you referring to like when we surrender our lives to Christ?
Sure. I mean, any aspect.
I mean, because you know, when you do that, I mean, you know, you get rid of your old life, your old ways, and you're reborn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to live a life with Jesus and you know
and
God
for Him.
You know, at the forefront, and He will lead us and. He has our backs. I mean,
yeah, it's so good.
Just I think, he led me out of the past.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I think the big one, too, is your be still and know that I am God.
Is.
And what you shared about that, the fact you had to be obedient in that, I think that's the first thing. Because we could even live on manna or what we learned 2 years ago or a year ago or whatever, or even yesterday. But I think God, I mean, he tells us we need to have it every day. Yeah. He's our daily bread.
Right.
And the truth is the word.
Totally.
The word is Jesus.
Yeah.
So if we set our mind on him, just sit and be still with him, that truth penetrates our mind.
Does.
It penetrates the barriers, our wrongful thinking, whatever, penetrates our heart, and then the peace can come.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily anything around us change.
Right, the peace is inside.
But
absolutely.
The peace, and it can't be taken.
Right.
Yeah.
I love that.
That is
joy, yes.
Exactly what I was getting at.
Mm-hmm.
That there is freedom in truth.
Freedom.
Mm-hmm. Truth provides us the place of peace,
mm-hmm.
and knowing that the Prince of Peace is inside. It provides us with the presence of release, so that I'm not carrying a burden I'm not supposed to carry, which is really easy on a daily basis for us to pick up some old luggage.
Oh, my goodness.
Right.
Yes.
You know, and I love that Tanya suggested that we can't live on yesterday's bread.
Mm-hmm.
I can't trust that yesterday, because I studied God's word and prayed, that today
it'll get me through.
Right.
And that is so true.
It's new do every morning. We have to be in his presence daily.
Mm-hmm.
That is what it means to worship in spirit and truth.
Mm-hmm.
It's a moment by moment, daily, in the moment factor. And he's saying, I am he.
Mm-hmm.
I am the one that I want you to draw. So when it says Jesus is the way, Jesus is the truth, Jesus is the, what's the last part of that?
Life.
John?
The life.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of a sudden we find that in the physical, we're able to live spiritually. And as Tanya described so beautifully, it doesn't matter that the circumstances are still there. We now have the peace as we walk those circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's a beautiful thing to walk in spirit and truth. Mm-hmm. The thing that I want us to understand when we say worship in spirit is to connect with that it's the invisible God. Mm-hmm. Jesus is the physical, whereas the spirit is the invisible. And so here we have both that is that which is of God, which is fully man and fully spirit. And so our spirit worship, our worship in spirit and truth, it will be with the word and with the spirit. Mm-hmm. So it's the connection, the combining of those two. Many, many years ago, I wrote an assignment for Lifeway, and I was trying to show this visually. And I was praying. I'm like, God, I need a visual. I have to have something where I can have them put within the curriculum some kind of photo. And I thought, a bicycle. Okay, to ride a bike and have my truth crooked, my front tire crooked, I can't ride. Mm. If I were to look at my two tires, one is spirit and one is truth, one is the word and one is spirit, the two of them have to be moving in tandem, mm-hmm. for the bike to move forward and to pick up speed or to even brake. It doesn't matter. If I put one of those wheels out of alignment, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. all of a sudden the bike does not function properly. It is the same with us when it comes to the spirit and truth. Mm-hmm. The word of God, which is Jesus, and the spirit of God, that in order for us to function in worshiping God the way we're supposed to, we have to have them in tandem the way it's supposed to. And I know you can't see my fingers, but I'm making little tires roll.
Her bike is moving.
And I was so thankful that he gave me that visual, because now I think of mm-hmm. when I don't want to overbalance in spirit, mm-hmm. if I haven't done that which is in the word, which is the truth, I need to have both. And so that keeps me from being driven by high emotions, mm-hmm. or even high knowledge. Mm-hmm. It's the balance of mm-hmm. both. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay. So when we think about what he's telling her, he says, oh, here I have that, and this is what it is. And the disciples show up. And here they show up, and they're kind of like, you know, we didn't go into that part of the story, but they're like, okay, why are you talking to this woman? Is what they're thinking.
Yep.
She runs off, leaves her jar, and she comes, and she goes and tells her whole village, and through her testimony, the village comes, they listen, and many in the village believe, mm-hmm. and then many more believe when they stay and listen. And they say, we no longer believe because of what you said. We believe because we've heard ourselves. Mm. And that's what happens when we are in tandem with the spirit and worship spirit and truth, mm. is that others will be drawn in to believe and follow. And that's the desire of God's heart. God bless.